Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. Now Joel, there's a lot of red on my screen today. We'll start off with the U.S. equity markets. We have the S&P down about 1.25%. NASDAQ and Russell, those are both down over 2%. The NASDAQ's close to 2.75% down. And the Dow, it's down about 0.5%. Either way, we're seeing a pretty broad-based sell-off. We'll get into some other sectors that are moving down, but this sell-off coming right after a lot of earnings have been released, and the earnings this quarter were pretty darn good. But again, we're seeing the sell-off on the back of this. Joel, what are you seeing in these markets? Is it time to call a top?
I've called 47 of the last three tops. So good afternoon, Corey. Thanks for having me. You nailed it. I mean, some of these companies just absolutely blew it out of the water and they weren't rewarded. Microsoft, great report, new all-time high the day before. That gets hit. I mean, that had a little bit of problem because Google reported that day. And not only did Google blow it away, but they instituted a buyback. So, Apple rallied into the report and sold off the exact day of the report, formed, nice resistance ahead of it. No follow through. Very high expectations for the street. This is what we saw last quarter. And if they're selling these kind of quarters, I mean, what is the street expecting? So, you lost your Apple. You lost your Microsoft. Amazon blows it away. Trades $100 over its all-time high in the after-hours trading. And then just sticks its head just above the all-time high. Ends up red on the day. Loses $100 the next day. And it's down another 100 sticks today. So sell the good earnings. I mean, Estee Lauder, that ended up having a mixed report, but they missed on sales. It's just a tough earnings season, Corey. And it just goes to show you that even if you have that report right in your hand and you know exactly what they're going to say, it's pretty darn hard to trade it.
It seems to be, but Joel, in all fairness, wasn't it last earnings season that we also saw a sell-off after a lot of the earnings came in?
Yeah, well, there was, they were moving out of the growth and they were moving into the value, the growth, the high, I don't know what you would call, the tech stocks, Apple, Microsoft, they sold off a little bit off their earnings and then they fought their way back after the reports, but came up shy. So it's just rotation. The transports have been hot. The value stocks have been hot. Your UPS has been hot. Your your drug stocks have been moving up. Your higher dividend stocks have been moving up. But it's a tough street out there. You don't want to get caught in an alley here on this street because it is tough.
So Joel, where's the money rotating now? Because clearly growth is still out of favor. But again, I'm seeing a lot of red on my screen. The only things I'm really seeing up today of any substance is base metals and energy. Am I missing something here?
The infrastructure, play. U.S. Steel had a sell-off after the actual news was announced. Nucor making a new all-time high today. So it's support for that. The problem, you're seeing that, that's a value trade. I'm looking, AT&T had a good report. That's moved up for report, 6%. How can you go wrong getting 6% on your money unless they cut the dividend? Verizon, same stock, people are hiding out. People are looking for the kind of yield that I've always looked for, 4, 5, 6, 7% in the market. And now that's tough to find, and it's going into value. So I'm going to make a move into that. Not that I'm, with the new cash. I mean, I was looking at this, after doing taxes, after having some cash, I'm like, where the hell am I going to put my money? I hate my money in the stock market. I hate my money in real estate. I hate my cash. I hate everything. And then I got more cash. So It's a tough investing environment. You have to look at where you're at on your investment timing horizon, see what your appetite for risk is. But if you think growth is just coming back, then you must be talking to Kathy Wood too much. And her method of trading, her, you know, herself is creating a bubble here in these growth tech stocks. And man, I don't, it's hard to say when they're going to turn around, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem like the street has any appetite for growth.
Joel, what about some of the safer assets out there? We are seeing treasuries get a little bit of a bid, but we still have the 10-year right around 1.6%. It's just under 1.6% right now. But you look to something like gold, as encouraged as all the gold bugs were yesterday, gold's just given up all of its gains from yesterday. So now it's right back in, yeah, the higher part of its trading range, but still, there isn't money flowing into the safe assets.
I know. Look at that thing. Look at five highs. I'm looking on the front month gold contract and just there, just below 1800. So, you know, talk about, you know, trading ranges and busting through. I guess, you know, when the Fed finally cracks, you know, when they say, oh, there is inflation, interest rates are going up, maybe that will, you know, give gold incentive to get over 18, you know, over 1800. But right now, I mean, it's just been in a trading range. It's at the upper end of its trading range, and there's no major catalyst to push it through. So be cautious up here. I know I'll look back at this in a couple weeks and lament not selling it at the 1780 area, but, you know, that's investing. You have to sit with your timer highs in. I made it as a long-term investment, so I'm sticking out as an inflation hedge, but it's much better off using it as a trading range and as a straight inflation hedge. And, you know, when the Fed finally makes the move, then I think that will give, you know, the dollar has just been getting pounded. Maybe that will be something to instigate, you know, a rally in the dollar. You know, so, but it's just when that Fed, when they come out and say, oh, yeah, you were right, Wall Street, there is inflation. There's inflation in housing prices. There's inflation in grocery prices. There's inflation in car prices. Yeah, I guess the only thing is not TV prices. So, you know, maybe the world is right and the Fed's wrong. I see Janet Yellen saying, hey, you know, they got to do it gradually. Of course, they got to do it gradually because of the economy. Jobs number on Friday, you get over 1 million jobs, and I don't know what's going to happen to the market.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody's waiting on that jobs number, and everyone's waiting on a change in policy from the Fed. One quick note regarding gold and what it's trading off of. Everyone's trying to make these correlations to the dollar or interest rates or markets. Fact of the matter is, gold just needs a boost here. And whether it's from any of those sectors, no one really knows. Joel, where is the Fed now then? If we're looking at a potential market correction here, we have no idea how deep that correction is going to go, but also strong economic numbers and potentially what everyone's expecting, strong jobs numbers. So the Fed's kind of getting pulled in two directions, aren't they?
They're hiding under their desk. Is where they're at.
They have been for a while.
Yeah, they're in a, you know, they did a good job, you know, coming out of the, you know, out of the pandemic. A lot is built up into the you know, the reopening trade. I know you and over there in Canada are not exactly seeing that, but you know, they're just afraid to death of, you know, taking rates up too quickly. The economy looks much more fragile to them, as it appears, you know, with what the data and the numbers are showing. And, you know, if they do raise rates too soon, then they put a kibosh, you know, on the growth in the economy. Also, you have to realize that with the ballooning debt, which we're never going to pay. I mean, people just might have just throw it out the window. I mean, we're not going to pay the debt back, right?
No way.
So yeah. You raise interest rates, you're making more of fake debt. And I did see, and that's not a huge deal. I mean, there's been attacks on U.S. forces and Iraq 3 days in a row. I mean, the market doesn't like to hear that. I don't think a war is imminent, but international tensions could also make people a little skittish on the market.
I guess so. But still, again, we saw a correction like this about 3 months ago. So let's see how deep it goes. Joel, one big takeaway here, though, is if everything is priced to perfection, let's say, or even overvalued, does that mean that there is a case here for saying just we need a broad-based pullback across the board? Maybe money doesn't rotate into other sectors. It simply gets, who knows, pulled out somehow.
What if this is the all-time high? Maybe if, what's your daughter's name?
Gigi.
Gigi. Maybe you say, oh, when you're Gigi's in high school, you know, say, oh, Gigi, I remember when that S&P hit 4,200 and Joel told me to sell all my assets and now it's at 2,500. You can't go to college, Gigi. You got to stay home and work from. Who knows when the top is, right? You don't know it's the top until it's not the top anymore. So I, you know, have been staying in the bullish camp. And I would say I'm off the bullish. And before today, I definitely went neutral. So it's hard to get bearish this market after a sell-off, after it hits a major resistance level. But I think a lot of things are leading up to Friday. And you just have to look at, you know, don't look at your stock that was at 50 and went to 120. And then it's at 90 now. Don't look that you lost $30, folks. Maybe that you make $40. Don't look at where the market was. Look at where the market is and where it is to where you bought it and act accordingly.
Joel, that's a great point to end on right here. We can talk all we want about valuations and everyone can say, oh, this is too hot and money needs to flow here. Fact of the matter is everything has run, especially when you compare it to a year ago. So what level should it all be at? No one knows, but market dictates that. And right now, a little bit of fear creeping into the market. Let's see how long it lasts. But all eyes, again, on that jobs number on Friday. Joel, great chatting with you, buddy. I will post a link to the Benzinga website where everyone can listen to your pre-market prep show. And we'll chat again next week. Have a great rest of your week, Joel.
All right. Thank you, Corey.